When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, he is Dalton Sell behind the Buck Pass. Follow him on Twitter at Sell_Dalton. Dalton, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to be here.
All right, let's talk. We'll talk maybe a little bit about the Bucks, but we never ever talk about the Wisconsin Herd, and it's an hour from Milwaukee and easy enough to get there, obviously, to Oshkosh to go watch the Herd play the G League team for the Milwaukee Bucks. But there are some former NBA players and a former Marquette player on that team that would definitely make it worth the drive to go check out the Wisconsin Herd. Let's talk about some of those guys.
Yeah, the whole roster is really interesting. From the beginning, you know, not only have they brought in a lot of NBA talent, guys like Justice Winslow, Terrence Davis, and Henry Ellenson, but they've also been sending the young guys down there quite a bit. You know, I went up there last week and saw A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, who are, you know, guys on standard NBA contracts, getting those extra reps in. So it's been a really, really interesting season for them with that blend of the veterans and the really young guys who are just getting into the league.
When we start talking about guys like Henry Ellenson, the former Marquette guy, who is on this Wisconsin Herd team, he, again, from what I've seen in videos on Twitter and so forth, looks like he's having a good season.
For sure, yeah. Over the past few games, absolutely. He's been on an absolute scoring tear, averaging over 30 points in his last three games, shooting above 50% from three. He's looked really good, and he is one of those veterans I kind of talked about, the guy who is kind of setting the tone in the practice and the games, and he's been a really nice addition. It's great to see him back in Wisconsin after spending the past couple of years overseas.
Does he, at some point, end up in Milwaukee? Would he help Milwaukee?
I think he certainly could. It's not like a dire need. The Bucks, you know, some rumors floating around that they could use more of like an athletic lob threat big. I don't think he necessarily fits that mold, but at the moment, as currently constructed, I don't think he'll end up there anytime soon. I think there's another guy coming to the Herd pretty soon here that might take that role a little bit, but if he keeps playing like this, I would not be surprised if somebody picked him up. You know, averaging over 30 in your last three games at any level is pretty crazy.
I was a Terrence Davis fan when he was in Sacramento with the Kings. He's also on the Herd roster.
I really like him. I had a great conversation with him at Media Day. He's looked really good coming off this Achilles injury. You know, back in January, he suffered it, went through a pretty lengthy rehab. He's grateful for the opportunity to play for the Herd.
And he's kind of a 3-and-D guy.
He is, yeah. And he's been doing just that for the Herd. You know, he's been shooting the three really well. He's one of the team's leading scorers. He's been playing great defense. He looks like, you know, a guy who could come back into the NBA at some point. He just maybe needs to keep getting back into the swing of things following that Achilles injury, but he looks right on track right now.
Justice Winslow, he was with the Heat for a while and around the NBA. He never panned out to the expectations that people had for him. What about him?
Yeah, really unfortunate. He played the first game, had a really good game, but he's been dealing with a hamstring injury since. Injuries have always kind of been his biggest thing, and he hasn't been able to shake that with the Herd. He's a guy that, you know, before the season, I certainly thought he could end up in Milwaukee. He's got that connection with Damian Lillard, and the defensive potential, but that injury has really kind of hampered him.
The latest one who hasn't played for them as of yet that apparently they are signing is Dennis Smith Jr., who I know some people wanted him in the offseason.
I was one of them. I was, you know, asking for Dennis Smith Jr. to come to Milwaukee. I really like him. I really like the fit with the herd, and I think a lot of teams are going to be eyeing him at the upcoming G League showcase. I think he's a guy, you know, a lot of athleticism. The dunks have always stood out, but he's also a really good defender. And I certainly think he could maybe work his way to Milwaukee at some point. He's not the big man that a lot of people want, but the Bucks got some question marks at the point guard position. You know, since Chris came back, they haven't really been relying on DeLon Wright. Ryan Rollins has the shoulder injury, so I feel like if
hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dennis Smith Jr. impresses in this G League showcase, and nobody else picks him up down the line. I think he could very well end up in Milwaukee.
I know there's a couple of younger athletic guys down there that maybe not might not be the most offensive-minded players, but is there any hope down there for somebody to possibly replace Brook Lopez in the next couple of years?
Not exactly. They do have Bagi. Bagi is a really interesting guy. He's been with the Bucks in the summer league, and he's gone to Portland a little bit. And I do really like his potential on the defensive end. He's been racking up block shots like crazy. Got to work on the offensive game a little bit. If you are trying to be a Brook Lopez replacement, you'd like to see that three ball a little more consistent. But got a lot of potential as a in that Brook Lopez role on the defensive end for sure. But Liam Robbins, you know, you've kind of seen him in spurts with the Bucks a little bit, two-way guy. I think he's got a lot of potential.
He's getting a new house in Iowa, Giannis said.
He is going, he is going too with that NBA Cup money. So a lot of interesting things. The Herd have a lot of interesting guys at different positions that could end up helping the Bucks down the line for sure.
So I saw that report you mentioned earlier from Jake Fisher of Yahoo talking about the Bucks are looking for a lob threat to play behind Brook Lopez. And that's fine and dandy. And then I saw another report citing Bet Online with their odds that the Bucks are a heavy favorite to get C.J. McCollum, the former Trailblazers guard, to match up with Damian Lillard in that backcourt. Plus, you still have Gary Trent and so forth. To which I say to all of this, how? Show me how. With the second apron and everything else, I don't understand a pathway how you get anybody of significance on this basketball team.
Well, I'll start with the C.J. McCollum stuff. The betting stuff I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to just because a lot of the times it feels like they're just kind of pulling it out of nowhere. There's been no rumors about McCollum to the Bucks or anything like that. But to get McCollum, you got to trade Chris Middleton, and I can't see that happening. You know, it's just not something I see solving a lot of their issues. And, you know, the connection with Dame is there, but outside of that and the potential to add another score, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. As for the center, I think that's a lot more realistic. If you want to add a decent guy, the two guys that a lot of Bucks fans are talking about is Blazers big man Robert Williams III and Larry Nance Jr. of the Hawks, because they both make less than what Bobby Portis makes.
I don't want Larry Nance. You can keep Larry Nance.
Yes, so you could realistically do it with either of those guys, and the Bucks do have a first and a second round pick to play with if they see something else fit. But I do agree with you. Trades are going to be a lot hard to come by. I've seen a lot of people floating Middleton in rumors. If they want to make a big splash, they're going to have to include Middleton, but I can't see it. I think people should expect something Bobby Portis, Pat Connaughton, or Marjon Beauchamp related, something
so
really small.
If you move Bobby Portis and you get back either of the two guys you said, they're not scoring. So what is the point of that exactly? You're bringing them back for defense. You better hope that Gary Trent Jr. continues to score the ball off of the bench going forward, because Bobby Portis has been the most, consistent offensive player you've had off the bench. I get the issues with the defense. I do. But at some point, that bench has to provide some type of scoring, especially when you get to the postseason and you're playing 8 guys or 9 guys.
I feel like you're definitely going to have to rely on A.J. Green and Gary Trent Jr. for a lot of the scoring load if you do that, because like you said, yeah, they're more known for the defense and the versatility and the rebounding and just doing the little things while not really having the biggest impact on offense. They can score, but certainly not in the ways and the spurts that Bobby Portis can.
He is Dalton Sell behind the Buck Pass. Follow him on Twitter at @Sell_Dalton. What can everybody find at Behind the Buck Pass, Dalton?
You can find all the latest news, updates, everything that we talked about today. It's all up there.
Make sure to check that all out. Dalton, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Always a good time.